For this week's podcast on English.com, we're going to talk about one of the most popular topics of conversation in Britain, and that is the weather. So, Jackie, what's the weather like today?
It's a lovely, lovely day today. The sky is blue. There are some large white clouds in the sky, a little bit of wind, and it's quite dry. Super.
Is it warm or cold?
Oh, it's hot. It's very, very hot.
Ah, so therefore we're not in Britain, are we?
No, we're not at all. We're in Thailand, and the weather in general, I think, is much nicer in Thailand than in Britain.
So, what about the weather in Britain then? What's it like there?
Well, Richard, you know that it's horrible. Unfortunately, the weather in Britain is really not very good, is it? It's very grey, cloudy, cold, and it rains a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, but it certainly rains a lot in other places as well.
Yes, I think the difference, though, is in tropical countries, for example, or in other European countries, it rains a lot for a short time. But in Britain, it rains a little bit all the time.
Yes, it's the drizzle, isn't it? The drizzly rain. But the best weather in the world has got to be an English summer day.
Why do you say that?
Well, the sun's shining, there's a blue sky. English summer day, perfect weather.
Okay, but what about when it's really, really cold, though, Richard?
Well, it doesn't really get very cold in England or Britain, does it? One of the coldest places I've ever been to is on the equator. I remember I went to and climbed up, in fact, Mount Kinabalu, which is on the island of Borneo, which is very near the equator. So at the bottom of the mountain, it was boiling hot, very, very tropical. But then as we climbed the mountain, it got colder and colder and colder. And in actual fact, we stayed the night on the mountain in a little hut. And then the following day, we climbed to the top. And it was absolutely freezing.
And what were you wearing?
I was wearing all of the clothes I had with me. It was so cold, I had my spare socks on my hands and also on my ears because of the wind. It was so cold, so windy, it was blowing a gale. But what a fantastic experience.
I think the coldest place I've been to is the desert. When I was camping in Jordan, it was quite hot during the day, but at night it was really, really freezing, especially, as you can imagine, being in a tent. Overall, I prefer hot weather, but the problem that I have with tropical countries are the thunderstorms. I really don't like thunder and lightning. I must admit I get a little bit frightened by all that. But you don't mind them, do you?
Oh, you can't beat a good thunderstorm. Watch the lightning show. It's great.
Anyway, for people who we hope still come to Britain despite the horrible weather, what do you recommend that people do on a cold winter's day in Britain?
That's easy. Stay in and watch TV.
Really? I think the nicest thing is to go for a nice long walk in a park or a wood, and then to find a pub and to sit with a warming glass of whiskey. Sit in front of an open fire. I think that's the best thing to do.
I must admit that does seem very, very nice.